Dear IBM Asian and Pacific customers, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the IBM CBL WebSphere Foundation Level 2 support call today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Ricky Wei from IBM CBL WebSphere Foundation Level 2 support team will provide a WebSphere application server introduction to you. Ricky is a WebSphere application server Level 2 support engineer working at IBM China Software Development Lab, support global customers. There will be a question and answer session after the presentation, at which time if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Tuesday, 29th March 2011. I would now like to hand the conference over to your host, Ricky Wei. Thank you, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, dear IBM Asian Pacific customers. Welcome attend IBM China Software Development Lab Level 2 Support Open Mic Seminar. My name is Zhi Wei. You can call me Ricky. I'm from IBM WebSphere Application Server Level 2 Support Team. I'm very glad to take this opportunity to provide a session to you to introduce our product, WebSphere Application Server. Later on in this session, to save the time, I will call it WAS. The duration of this session is about 1 hour. In this session, I will provide an entry-level brief introduction on WAS, what WAS is, and what WAS do. And I will lead you to start working with WAS. You will learn how to install WAS, how to create a WAS profile, how to install and running an application, how to enable the diagnostic trees. At the end, I will introduce our open mic program. What kind of topics we are going to provide this year, and please give your feedback. First, let me introduce the concept. What is WAS? WebSphere Application Server is an IBM runtime environment for Java Enterprise Edition and J2E applications. We can run enterprise applications, web module applications, EJB, GMS, and web services. WAS provides 6 different editions. Among them, you can see the red color. Application Server Network Deployment is the most important edition. It delivers the advanced performance and management capabilities for the mission-critical applications like the online banking application and the online shopping system. In this figure, the green box contains the basic application server components. On top of it are the management components, deploy manager, and the node agent are the key components in the network deployment edition. The job manager and the administrative agent are the new features in WAS 7. I will introduce them later. Let's take a look at the WAS installation. A WAS installation is composed of core product files and user files, which we also called profiles. In this figure, you can see this is the installation of WAS product. And here the profile. The profile folder is a user file. And like the binary and configuration, config the basic runtime component of the WAS. And we also have some like installable applications. There include some sample app, sample applications you can install on WAS. Okay, I'm going to introduce the profile. Profile is a very important concept for WAS. Let's take an object-oriented thinking. Profile is like a runtime instance of WAS. It has all the binaries for runtime in its BIN folder. The config folder includes all the configuration files for this profile. Your application files like the EAR and the WAR files are installed in the installed APP folder. Another important folder is the logs folder. Once your application server got problem, you need to check the GVM logs, like the system out and the system error, and the FFDC logs, the trees in also the trees in this folder. In Vault 7, there are five kinds of profile tabs. Application server and management are the most common tabs. Okay, let's move to next page. In this page, you can see that in this figure, there are we list all the important concepts in the WAS network deployment. Application server, node agent, deploy manager, sales, and the cluster. Let's figure out their difference and the relationship in this big picture. First, in the WAS network deployment, the minimum unit is the application server. Application server is a runtime, is a running. Application server is like a soldier. Their task is to run the application, and every running application server is a running JVM process. A standalone application server usually is used to run some simple and non-critical application. For example, like internal BBS system for a small company. The using of multiple application servers is wasting your resources. You don't need to use multiple application servers for a small application. For a standalone application server, his first line boss, or we also call the administrator, is a WAS administrator. WAS administrator directly gave a command to the application server via his administrative console or the command line. I will introduce the system management later on. By default, when you're creating an application server profile, there is a standalone application server. As a WAS administrator, let's say you are the commander. If there are multiple applications and you don't want to directly give command to all of them one by one, in this case, you need to use the deployment manager, which will help you to manage your application servers. Before introduce the deployment manager, I would like to introduce the node agent and the cell first. Node is an administrative grouping of application servers for configuration and operational management within one operating system instance. In a standalone application server configuration, there is only one node. With a network deployment, you can configure a distributed server environment which consisting of multiple nodes. In distributed server configurations, each node has a node agent that works with a deployment manager to manage the administration processes. A node agent is created automatically when you add or federate a standalone node to a cell. Let's go back to this. Okay, let's go back to the big picture. You can see a cell is a grouping of nodes into a single administrative domain. In network deployment, a cell can consist of multiple nodes. They are all administrated by the deployment manager. In the cell, the deployment manager is the central point. Deployment manager uses the node agent to manage the application servers within one node. Deployment manager can manage nodes that span multiple systems and platforms. Well, please note that each node can only be managed by a single deployment manager. For your critical application, like online banking system, multiple nodes are required for the high availability, failover, and workload balance. In this case, you need a cluster. Cluster is a collection of servers managed together. There are multiple application servers run in a cluster behave as a single application server. Later on, in the second part, I will lead you how to add a node into a cell, and how to create a cluster. Okay, let's move to the functional components part. Okay, in this case, I will give you a quick introduction on some key VAS functional components. Since this session is only an overview session, I will just give some brief idea about these components, let you know what can VAS do for us. For the first one, the first is web container, EJB container, and also JMS. As an G2E application server, VAS can run web application and EJB application, also the JMS application. Web container is a place loading, compiling your application servlet and the JSP, and handling the request to your application servlet and the JSP. EJB container is the place loading, compiling your EJB, and handling the request to the session bin or message-driven bin in your EJB application. Next is session management. For session management, VAS provide a different level session management, include the server level, enterprise application level, and web application level. Let's say you have just one powerful application server running an online banking system, and also there is a social network running on the same server. Usually for the security consideration, the session timeout for the online banking system is only 5 minutes. Well, for a social network, let's say Facebook, the security concern may not that seriously. Is that it should take consideration of the user friendly. So the session timeout for the social network may be longer, let's say 30 minutes. So in VAS can implement a different session timeout for different application running on the same server. The third component is class loader. If you are an application developer, you must know there are many libraries in the G2E application, some for the native Java runtime environment, some for VAS runtime environment, and also some from the third-party libraries. Let's say the typical third-party libraries like Struts, Spring Framework, and Hibernate. VAS provides you with different level class loader, include the GVM class loader, WebSphere extension class loader, library class loader, server class loader, application module class loader, and the web module class loader. They will help you to avoid some jar conflict when you're deploying your application on VAS. The fourth component is the data replication service and the data cache. Data replication service is a supplemental component for high availability session management. It helps to replicate your application data, such as session data, stateful session bin. It is implemented by the replication domain. The dynamic cache will help you to improve your performance if there are many data flow in your application. Okay, next is database, JMS, MQ, and the G2C connectivity. In a complicated enterprise system, there is always database used to process the data. You can configure JDBC providers, data source, or connection pooling in VAS to let the communication application running on VAS can communicate with your database. Finally, is the security. Security is always a big and a very important topic. VAS provides you almost all the security features, including the user registry, role-based access control, security domain, single sign-on, Java authentication and authorization service, administrative security, application security, client security, web service security, and also J2E connector security. We will have many feature topics in the future to talk about the security in VAS. If you have interest, you can send your feedback to us. We will prepare the relevant topics accordingly. Okay, let's move to next page. Next, we are going to introduce the system administration in VAS. Whatever for a VAS administrator, an application developer, or a QA engineer, as long as you work with VAS, you have to know the basic system administration on VAS. There are four interfaces or tools you can use to administer VAS. Well, the most important tool are the administrative console and the scripting client, the WS-admin. Also, you can use the GMX API and the command line. In this session, I will just introduce the admin console and the WS-admin. The admin console is the most important interface. It is a browser-based client that uses a web application running in the web container to administer VAS. The navigation on admin console is very straightforward. You can easily to perform administrative tasks on it. Well, for a VAS administrator, admin console is not enough to perform all the tasks, such as starting a node. There is only restart button on the admin console. So if you want to start a node, you cannot use admin console. Instead, you need to use a command line or WS-admin. WS-admin, in some cases, is more useful than admin console. For example, if your admin console, when your admin console got hung, because it is a web, itself is also a web application running on VAS. So in this case, you will need WSAdmin or command line. WSAdmin is a non-graphical scripting interface. There are two communication mechanisms for WSAdmin talk to VAS. The first one is SOAP. SOAP by communicate with the embedded HTTP server in the web container. The second way is RMI. RMI to communicate with the administrative services. Actually, for many senior VAS administrators, if a task can be done by either domain admin console or WSAdmin, usually they prefer to use WSAdmin. As running WSAdmin is faster than running the administrative console. There are some differences for the system administration in different environment. In a standalone server environment, both the administrative console and the administrative service are running on this standalone server. The configuration modification being directly written to the server configuration repository files. Administrative agent can administrate the multiple standalone servers. It is a new feature in VAS 7. I will introduce the new feature in VAS 7 later. In a distributed server environment, the administrative task is performed by deployment manager. The configuration files located on nodes that are managed by deployment manager. Both admin console application and the administrative service are running on deployment manager. Deployment manager administrative federated nodes through their node agent. As a VAS administrator, another important system administration task is to assign the administrative role to different users, different admin users. In a large system, there should be several administrators. They play different roles. In this page, I list all the administrative roles in VAS. They are monitor, configurator, operator, administrator, all listed on this page. For the detailed administrative role description, you can go to this link for the detailed description. Okay, let's move to the new features in VAS 7. There are many new features in VAS 7. Among them, the most important new feature is the flexible management. In this session, due to the time consideration, I will just only introduce the flexible management. Prior to VAS 7, for each cell, you must have a deploy manager to manage. So the model expects tight coupling and a highly synchronous environment, and the management can be only to the individual server level, cannot at the node level. So when there are a large number of application servers, the admin task will be very hard. Now, with the flexible management shipped in VAS 7, it offers a synchronous job queuing mechanism. You have the alternative to manage at application server level, node level, or cell level. You can more easily manage large number of application servers with multiple deployment managers. Flexible management has two components, in this figure, you can see there are the job manager and the administrative agent. There are two ways for job manager to manage the application server, as shown in this figure. The left two branches shows that job manager use the administrative agent to register the node with it and manage the node registered with administrative agent. The second way is shown as the red two branches. The job managers use the deployment manager to manage its cell. The deployment manager must be also registered with the job manager. Okay. After above introduction, I believe you should already have some idea on what is VAS and what can VAS do. Now let's start working with VAS. As a VAS administrator, the six tasks listed on this page are very important for you to be familiar with. Okay, let's start. The first task is to install the core production. This panel is the core production installation panel. On the left, you can see it ships all the components. The most important is the application server, of course. And also, if you have multiple application servers and you need to configure like the session affinity or the workload balance, you also need the HTTP server, also the HTTP server plugins. And since our product shipped many fixes and we are upgrading our fix packs every few months, so you also need to install the update installer for the installation. Now, we are supporting the VAS 6.1 and 7. For 6.1, the latest fixed pack level is 6.1.0.35. And for the 1.7, the latest six-pack level is 15, just being released at 20th of February. Okay, let's start to install the core product. Before install the product, you need to check your system prerequisite. For the detailed system requirements, please go to the below link. And VAS also provides you the non-English language packages, which will help the non-English speaker to manage the to do the administrative task. Okay, and so this page it shows the product installation location. Please avoid the blank be included in the installation directory. For example, in Windows, the default installation location is shown as below. There is a program files, and you can see there is a blank between the program and files. It will cause some potential trouble to the class library and the class path and the library path. It will cause some potential problem to the class loader issue. And after we install the core product, you can select to install to create a profile as the first time. Also, you have the option to avoid to skip this step. You can later on you can create the profile by using profile management tool. Okay, the second task is to create the profile. There are two ways two utilities we can use to create the profile. The most in use is profile management tool. We also call it PMT. To launch the profile management tool, you can go to the VAS root installation binary profile management PMT. .bat or sh. It depends on the operating system. And the second utility is the command line. You can go to the binary. There is a manage profiles. And for the usage, you can tap the help parameter to look for the detailed usage. The figure shown below is the interface of the profile management tool. You can see in my VAS 7, I have one deployment manager installed, and with also there are four appearance servers. To start creating the profile, You have five options which I already mentioned earlier. There are five different types in VAS 7. In this task, I will introduce you with creating the management profile. In management profile, since in VAS 7, the job manager and the administrative agent is a new ship, so there are three types. Let me introduce you how to create the deployment manager profile. As recommended, we always recommend our customer to deploy the administrative console. And here the profile management tool will give you the default profile name and the directory. And on this page, it shows this profile, the node, the host name, and the cell name. Please pay attention that the host name must match your OS host name. Otherwise, there will be problem. And always, for security consideration, we always recommend you to enable the administrative security. Okay, let's move to the next task, to federate a node with the DeepWeb Manager. After this task, you will have a cell. There will be a DeepWeb Manager manage one or more nodes in your cell. The first step is to check the DeepWeb Manager SOAP connector address port. You can check the port on the admin console, or you can directly go to the deploy manager installation root properties. There is a file called port.dev.properties. You can check the SOAP connector address. So in this example, the port number is 88779. The second step is to federate the node with the deploy manager. You need to make sure that the deploy manager is running, and the command is very straightforward. Add node with the in is uppercase, and followed by the host name. In my case, it is the local host, and followed by the deploy manager SOAP connector address port. After that, if you successfully have federated the node, you will see this message, ADM U0003I. Node has been successfully federated. Okay, let's move to the task 4 to create a cluster. To create a cluster, you can use the admin console. You can use the deployment manager admin console. On the admin console, you can click the cluster, expand the cluster, and there's a new create new cluster, and you need to give the cluster name. Also, if you want to configure the cluster member. Session memory to memory replication, please check this checkbox. Usually, it is an option. Usually, for a large system, if you want to do the failover, you want to do the session failover, you need to enable the session memory to memory replication. Okay, next is to add a cluster member. You need to give the member name and the weight. Regarding to the weight is to use to do the workload balance. If the value of all the cluster members, they are all the same, so it means you not enable the workload balance. With a higher weight, the request will, there will be less request to this member. Okay, let's move to next page. And in this page, it shows to add another cluster member. And finally, we have the cluster summary, cluster member summaries. In the summary page, you can see the the cluster name and all the member. You can see the member belong to which node and the weight, and also the configuration, release level. And as you know, before you click the apply button, you can click the review to see which configuration repository being changed, be updated, and then you can click the save. And after you successfully create a cluster, there will be a replication domain with the same name of the cluster being created automatically. The next task is to install an application. To install an application, we also introduce video show you by use admin console. There are also some, as I mentioned earlier, there are some sample application and utility application are available as a VAS root installable applications. So in this session, in my example, I will show you to introduce cache monitor. Cache monitor is also a utility tool shipped in VAS. On this panel, I show you the 9 steps to install the application. The second step is to map the module to servers. So, because in your environment, you may have many cell, many cluster, and of course many nodes. So you can choose to install the application on which cell or which cluster. And I'm not going to introduce all the steps. I just introduce you the most important steps. On step 7, it is map the context root for the web module. And later on, you will use the context root to access your application. Finally, is a summary. In the summary, it show you all the options shipped. And if you can memorize the summary, and later on, if you want to do the performance tuning or to configure your installed application, you can change the options by enable some custom property or change some configuration parameters. Okay, let's move to the final task. So, our major work is to do the troubleshooting and to help our customer to resolve their problem when they are using web VAS. So most cases we need to customer to provide us the trees. So this is a very important task. To enable the diagnostic trees, you can go to the admin console. On admin console, there is a troubleshooting, and you can click the logs and the trees. You select the server or the deployment manager which you are going to enable the trees and collect the trees. Please note there are two types. One is configuration, another is runtime. If it is on your production environment, you cannot restart your server. You can configure the runtime trees. After you configure the runtime trees, it will automatically help you to collect the trees on the runtime. You don't need to restart the server. Well, if it is on your testing environment, you can restart the server. Then we recommend you to configure the configuration trees. There are many components shipped in VAS. So for the specific component trees, please refer to this link, this is our mass gather link. You will have the idea of how many components we what have and what the tree string we you need to configure to do the troubleshooting with a specific component. Okay, finally, let's give a brief summary. First, I want to introduce our OpenMic session. Our OpenMic session is bi-monthly, and the product we support is WebSphere Application Server, WebSphere MQ, and WebSphere Message Broker. In this year, 2011, the candidate topics we are going to survey, we are going to provide for us, we can provide the advanced security configuration topic, the session management topic, or data source and connection pooling topic. For us, you can choose the for MQ, you can choose the MQ introduction, MQ 7 new feature, MQ cluster, and there is also an interesting topic is how to deploy and run MQ clients on us. Thank you. Now, let's start the question and answer session.
All right, thank you. We will begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from the line of Pahu Tixang. Oh, please ask your question.
Yes, hello.
Hello, I just have a question over the dynamic cache monitors. Can you explain a bit about what is the meanings of dynamic cache monitors? Thank you.
Okay. Dynamic cache monitor is a utility shipped in WAS. You can find the it is a EAR file shipped in the WAS root installable APPs. So dynamic cache is also a web-based client, web-based application. By using the dynamic cache cache monitor, you can monitor if you enable the dynamic cache in WAS, you can monitor the cache ID, the dependency ID, and the cache name. So if you have some problems, such like the missing content from the dynamic cache or the wrong content from the dynamic cache, you can track the cache by the cache ID or the cache name, the dependence ID. We can help you. Also, we use the dynamic cache trees to help you to troubleshoot how the problem and find out the root cause. That is a dynamic cache monitor.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from the line of Bhaskar Anjala. Please ask your question.
Hi, Ricky. I have
Hi.
A question on the timeout settings in the server level.
Okay, sure.
We are using WAS version 6.1.033.
Okay, sure.
So we have deployed a few web service applications onto the WAS.
Okay.
And these web service applications are called by many of the front-end applications using HTTP and HTTPS.
Okay.
And inside my web service application, I'm calling some other back-end applications.
Okay.
So if I'm not getting any response, I have defined a application level timeout inside my application, which is 30 seconds.
Okay.
But the timeouts will be different for different web services.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. So I have 10 applications deployed on my WAS, and I have different timeouts for each of those 10 services. Okay. I want to define a common timeout setting at the server level for all my front-end applications. So whoever is coming into my WAS, so if they are not getting a response within this amount of time, they should get timeout at the server level, so that my server should not crash with all the requests waiting for the response to be served.
Sure. Regarding to your question, first I want to let you know that there are different places you can configure the session timeout and for the different scope. And there's an order. So for WAS, first WAS will check in the web.xml file and under your web info folder of your application, and if there is no such tag named with session timeout, then it will turn to check in the web module session timeout setting. So if this setting is located into your deployment descriptor, it is IBM band. I cannot tell the full name. It should, the extension name is XSI. It is shipped when you use the rational application developer. It will, when you export your application to the WAR and the EAR file, it will automatically generate these files. You can check in into that files, and for the details, you can later on send me your email address or your contact info. I can get back to you later how to check that file. And if you cannot find the session timeout setting in that file, then it will go to the next level, the server level. You can check in your server.xml. There is a session timeout setting in this file. And by default, the timeout is 30 minutes. So as the unit is second, so you will find the value is when it's 1800. So usually, due to my experience, some of the session timeout problem is because you configure the different session timeout in different places, and WAS will read the session timeout from the web.xml, second from the deployment descriptor, and finally from the server.xml. Maybe that's the cause of your problem.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I can mention in the deployment descriptor for each application.
Okay.
So will the time be overridden by the server level configuration?
Then we need to review your session management trees to see how the session manager in WAS to read the session timeout and find out the cause.
Okay. Because the reason why I am asking is if I am setting a timeout of 30 seconds in my application,
mm-hmm.
and if I am setting a timeout of 20 seconds at the server level,
due to my experience, there is a minimal requirement for the timeout. You cannot configure such a very short session timeout value. I remember the minimum timeout, the value is 2 minutes or 3 minutes. I need to check. You cannot just set some like 20 seconds. It's very short.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, which one will take the precedence? Is it the application level timeout takes precedence or the server level timeout takes precedence?
the application level is taking the priority first. Will raise the server level.
Okay, so if I'm not defining any timeout in my application, by default, the server timeout will take place.
Yes, it will read your server, because you can deploy and run many applications on the same server. So if you all the applications you do not define the session timeout value, it will read the server timeout value.
Okay. In the web container, there is a setting called WC web container inbound default.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
there is a HTTP live and HTTP read timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm guessing the read timeout is the one which will which is your connection timeout.
This is regarding the web container framework. Channel framework issue, and you can send me a note, and we can get back to you after the session. It's a little bit complicated to explain.
Yep, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Right, there are no further questions at this time. I'll hand it back over to Ricky.
Hi. Sure. I'd like to have the on-site survey from our customers, and we are going to provide our session, our open mic presentation later in this year. So please provide what you are interested in, and let us know. And we wish to provide the better open mic to our customers.
Yes, Ricky, will that be the end of the conference?
Sure.
All right, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.